Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Marcello, and here's what he has to say. Make a video for men going into their 40s and beyond, Sandman. Friends aren't easily made once a man becomes 40. Society sees you as a creepy older guy that wants to be hip and young again, but you're not. Some men that become 40 start to question their purpose and place in the universe, especially if they're not married with kids or even have a girlfriend. This might be an interesting topic. Especially for me, since I will turn 40 in July and have nothing. No wife, no kids, no girlfriend, no purpose or meaning. Unquote. Well, Marcello, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Sounds like you're about to have an existential crisis in your middle age. You have to try and switch gears to being old and wise and away from hip and young. That means changing the way that you dress quite often as well as the way you speak. If you're not good with your words, then get good with your words. At 40, half of people out there are younger than you, and usually not as intelligent as you. Your body starts to deteriorate, but you can still keep your wits about you because you hopefully have the wisdom of life experience coupled with intelligence. But once you get over 60 to 65, then usually your intelligence starts to go down too. I've learned that when it comes to life purpose, the trick is to find more purpose than you can accomplish in one lifetime. Hence why I believe that we live life after life, and each one builds on the last. Kind of like the book and film Cloud Atlas, but that's a topic for another day. What's also interesting is that men have a different purpose at a different stage in life. More guys are showing up in my comment section from Pickup Artist channel saying that the purpose of life is to get paid so they can get laid. But that's what Tony Montana said, first you get the money, then you get the power, and then you get the women. Meanwhile, if they do get the money and power and take a woman into the bedroom, usually all they can do is introduce them to their little friend. Found between their legs. But seriously, in your early to late 20s, money and muff were usually your purpose. At that point in my life, I remember seeing my favorite authors and thought leaders that were all childless. I figured that there were two paths in life back then, in my late 20s and early 30s. One was being an intellectual public figure that influenced people, and the other path was a married family man. I tried the relationship thing, which should have led to a family, but something held me back. Something didn't feel right about it. After I found MGTOW, I finally figured out, consciously, what my subconscious knew all along, that the game was rigged. Funny enough, all my hero authors and online content creators, I surpassed them with regards to audience and influence at the age of 40. I'll discuss more about how guys in middle age can find purpose, escape the dreaded existential crisis, and self-actualize in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with orange man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his two-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist, get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon's sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to find a purpose that goes beyond a pussy clown world show. Marcello, you could always have a child through surrogacy, so reproduction is certainly not off the table. You can do it well into your 50s or 60s. I knew a gay guy that worked on the Breaking Bad show as a sound man, and he had a couple of sons with his partner when they were both around the age of 65. He had his kids in retirement when he should have been a grandfather. Instead, he was a father for the first time. The only bad thing is the odds are slim that he's going to get to see his son graduate from high school. I think it's also important to find purpose depending on your personality type. I'm personality type high in openness, so I find new ideas, places, art, museums, and creating videos and other things more satisfying than others. Doing this gives me purpose. I measure my life by the number of creative artifacts that I leave behind. That takes care of life purpose for many of those with high personality trait openness. But I don't know about the other four personality types. I suggest looking up the others, including agreeableness, extroversion, conscientiousness, and neuroticism. If you're high in extroversion, which might be the case, Marcello, because you mentioned it's hard for you to make friends in your 40s, then you'll have to work as hard as you can to find people to socialize with. I, on the other hand, am an introvert and lost friends over the last 10 years, half after revealing my channel to them, and the other half because I was single, and they only hung out with couples with their partners. I prefer solitude as well. I thought everyone was the same, but they aren't. I put a link in the description called Big 5 Personality Traits, Finding the Right Job for You. and if you use the interests and careers of each personality type as a way to figure out which one you most likely are, then it'll actually help you find purpose that's best suited for your temperaments. Imagine if humans were dogs. Some of us might be sheepdogs bred to move herds of sheep around. Others are Jack Russell Terriers bred to chase and kill rats. Each variety of dog, just like different personality types with humans, is best suited and tempered for a certain lifestyle. Marcello, I'd suggest you identify which of the big five personality types you are, and then possibly do some of the interests with regards to the hobbies that those people do. Being high in openness and creativity, I recently found a bunch of childhood Legos and got obsessed with them and actually am building a giant Lego pirate land from the late 80s and early 90s. It's about 5 by 4 feet in size, and I started it in January, and I'll eventually make a video about it and share it with you guys. The idea is that it'll eventually be part of a 1980s museum. I learned from making my travel videos, which is one of my passions and purpose in life, that if you turn your passions and hobbies into a tourist attraction that makes money, then your nieces and nephews or someone you sell the business to one day will keep that passion or collection alive because it will bring the money. For example, the Hackberry General Store along Route 66, the woman that bought it from the previous owner is keeping the collection intact, and will probably own it for another 20 years before selling it to someone else. If you start a unique museum or vision that inspires people, then odds are that it'll never die after you do. Another example is Salvation Mountain. It's a giant art installation in the California desert. The artist that painted it died a while ago, but he still has people volunteering to keep it maintained, and so the desert doesn't destroy it. Think of the artists from the past that had nothing of them remaining except for their art pieces. My great-grandfather, all that's left of him, are about 20 paintings that get passed down from one generation of the family to the next. I know that I don't have any direct descendants to pass things down to, but I don't need them. As long as other people value my creations and collections, they will live on. A while back, I did an interview with the pickup artist on the channel Playing with Fire, and he couldn't understand why I was no longer interested in love, sex, and relationships. That's his purpose, and he believes every male shares the same values. I tried explaining to him the differences in personality types and how as we age, we change, but it was no use. When it comes to purpose, I also put my favorite scene from the TV show Westworld in the description. It shows one of the wealthiest men in the world in a black cowboy hat discussing how purpose and meaning are missing in people's lives. Marcello, your quest for purpose is what every generation of men goes through. Also, meaning and purpose hardly fall in your lap. You have to go out in the world and find them. That's easy for someone like myself that's high in personality trait openness, with lots of curiosity. But it's a more challenging thing for those that don't stray too far away from their comfort zone. When you're young, your purpose as a man is to get paid and laid. Ironically, that's also young women's purpose, riding the carousel in their early 20s and then following their career path in the second half of their 20s. I think both men and women go through baby rabies to some extent in their late 30s. But when men get older, we don't usually get as lonely. At least I don't. I try and analyze why you feel lonely in the first place, Marcello. You're probably not getting enough attention in your life. I, on the other hand, get more attention from intelligent people online than I need for my ego gratification. So that keeps the loneliness away to some extent. I also get anxious around most human beings, so being alone is preferential for me. Jordan Peterson says that also around the age of 45, family becomes important to people. At least it did to him. I'm 43 now, so let's see if he's right about that in the next few years. But I suspect it's just the love goggles that he's wearing. My hero authors and media commentators that I've been following for 15 to 20 years now are still making content in their 60s and 70s, and are being discovered by younger audiences. You know what they say, Marcello? Work at something you're passionate about, and you'll never work another day in your life. Once you find something like that, which is something that only you can do, the idea is to have more purpose than you can accomplish in your life. Things on that list for me still include documenting different places before they're gone, my virtual sex system, figuring out more pieces to the paranormal puzzle like ETs and precognition, interviewing the most interesting women in the world. I don't think I'll ever accomplish all of those, but you never know, I might. My greatest fear is getting all of those things that I want in life done, because I fear that I won't have anything else to do after that. But as it stands, I have at least another 10 to 15 years worth of purpose before I run out. That takes me into my late 50s. The challenge with life purpose is that it's something we should be thinking about when we're in our 20s. But for most people, they only start thinking about it once they get into their late 30s and early 40s. They wonder where all the time in their life went. The only time in life that I sat around sulking and stopped moving forward was in my early 30s. when I just reserved myself to playing World of Warcraft for a year and basically writing a book that I never published and didn't make any money at that point. I didn't really care. But even then, I still had a purpose, which is to write that book. Writing a couple hundred pages that I never released was also great practice for my channel, and I never realized it until now, especially considering that I write the equivalent of 6 pages of text each day. Getting lost in your writing and journaling can also help you find a purpose if you're having trouble finding one, because it allows you to contemplate about it. Sometimes I just want to go through all my old videos and find the funniest quotes and lines and come up with a whole bunch of jokes for a stand-up comedy routine, which would also be a way to tack on even more purpose onto my life. I'd probably reach way more people with Red Pill MGTOW philosophy that way if I did a couple of comedy specials. The views would be in the millions, and the videos would probably get shared around by the lamestream media. I think that regardless of what purpose you have in life, there's always a healthy amount of narcissism at its core. We all need some attention in our lives, even if it's attention you receive while remaining anonymous like myself. Too many people's purpose, however, is to become rich and famous, because they're narcissists. So I would be wary of that. I've asked people before why they want to be famous, and they said for the sake of fame and popularity, and for no other reason, which in my opinion is the most pathetic purpose a person can have. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Marcello for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that your life purpose in your 20s is to smash women, and their purpose is to smash your bank account in your 30s and 40s. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the old guys that try and recapture their youth with a sports car instead of trying to share the wisdom and intelligence of age away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.